Hashtag War, Cookie Envy. By John David Kahn on October 22, 2012. Note from senior management Andrew Breitbart is, and always will be, irreplaceable. But he left behind a legacy that continues to inspire, and a roadmap for anybody willing to seek out the truth. In honor of Andrew, we are proud to present a brand new weekly feature entitled Hashtag War, where we will choose a video that reminds us all of the unique and powerful way in which he chose to fight for all that he believed, in an effort to level the playing field such that more voices could be heard. Cookie Envy. When you ask people about Andrew Breitbart, more often than not, the word inspirational enters the conversation. One would be hard-pressed to find someone within the conservative movement who doesn't have a story about Andrew, whether it was a brief stop and chat at a rally or a frenetic phone call received in off hours, where you could scarcely understand what he was saying through all his excitement, but you knew it was important. Unquestionably, he inspired us. But here's something that people don't always realize. We inspired him. It was about a year ago exactly when Andrew gave the following speech. We were halfway between election cycles, 50 days or so into the Occupy movement, and Andrew was once again way ahead of the curve in terms of seeing what the left was doing at the time. After a crushing defeat in the 2010 midterm elections, they needed a strategy and they found one in divide and conquer. The useful idiots of the Occupy movement served as pawns who unknowingly built the foundation for Obama's 2012 campaign platform, class warfare. Brand the 99% and then start adding brick by brick, a manufactured war on women, a controversial foray into religion, and a reckless gasoline spill on the fire of a race war that no longer exists. Andrew saw what they were doing. It was the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, and it was the beginning of arguably one of the most divisive campaigns in the history of American politics. But the left underestimated one very important thing, the will of the American people. They underestimated you, and your ability to community organize against the community organizer. But Andrew didn't. He believed in you and recognized a group of patriots who would not be intimidated, who would not be divided, and who had the power to manifest a return to an America not governed by the principles of divide and conquer. It was this belief in you that fueled him. The relationship between Andrew and those he inspired was a symbiosis. One could not exist without the other. The sum greater than the parts, and the result to be felt November 6, 2012. Hashtag war.